The new law is part of a growing rift between the United States and Russia, and widely seen as retaliation for the U.S. passing a law cracking down on Russians who the U.S. considers human rights abusers. This international dispute has real consequences for families in Wisconsin. Kim Westfall is the Intercountry Adoption Manager for Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. She says 10 families working with her agency are affected, including two that have already met their children.
They've traveled to Russia. They've spent time with their children. These are part of their family. They were just supposed to go back in January or February to pick them up and bring them home, and now we don't know what the fate of those families will be.
Westfall says Russia has been a consistent place for parents to adopt for years. Her agency has been working there for 15 years, but she says recently the number of adoptions have dropped as the relationship between the U.S. and Russia has worsened. For those families whose adoptions are in limbo, Westfall says they are trying to stay optimistic.
They've been amazingly positive and just hoping for the best. I think it's a faith-based process for a lot of families, and they're just trying to have faith that the right thing is going to be done here.
Westfall says other countries have closed their adoption programs before, but she says it's always been over a child welfare issue. This is the first time, she says, that at least what appears to be politics is the driving force. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.